church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, hopefully, is Craig Wynn. Craig, are you there? Well, Craig is not with us, but we'll hope to get him at the first break. And Craig is certainly one of my favorite guests, and if you've heard him before, I'm sure you'll be as impressed with him as I am. He's a self-made gentleman, did very well in the stock market, and then gave up that background to pursue actually in bringing people to the Lord. But he's done it in a very unusual manner, that he has spent some 14,000 hours actually researching the background of the Islamic faith. And he wrote a book entitled The Prophet of Doom, and this is indeed an amazing, amazing book, because it goes into the background of what is the Muslim faith really all about. Well, basically, it's a satanic religion, and if we can get Craig on here later, he'll give you the exact places within the Quran and the Sharia and the other Muslim documents where it's well known that and an accepted fact that Muhammad actually feared he was satanically or demonically possessed. In fact, towards the very end of the Quran, and I think one of the last Sharias, why he talked about one of his earlier experiences after he had encountered this being that had dictated the principles of the Muslim faith to him, and he felt it was a demonic spirit, and he ran home to his wife to tell her about this demonic spirit he was afraid had actually taken over him. There was a man named Salman Rushdie. You remember the story of Salman Rushdie? He wrote a book called Satanic Verse. And because he had written this book going into the satanic influence in the Muslim faith, they put a contract out on him, and that contract is still in place. His wife was forced to leave him. He's living in hiding somewhere in Great Britain today. And Salman Rushdie, of course, will never be free to live as a free man, because he exposed what is in the Quran itself, the satanic verse, and the relationship between the Muslim faith and Satanism. Now, you're not being told this by your leaders. Of course, you're not even being told by most of your church leaders about the true spiritual battle that exists today, as, of course, Satan and his demons roam the earth searching for the souls of men, and they've recruited so many people, not only within the Muslim faith, but within the Christian faith as well. You see, the Muslim faith is a situation where you live in constant fear. You're forced to renounce your previous faith, in fact, your earlier methods, and even today, you convert or die. And if you do, if you don't convert, they will simply lop off your head. If you do convert, why, you are never allowed to leave. And most of the idealistic young people in America who convert into the Muslim faith don't understand. It's a one-way door. Once you get in, you can't get out. And if you get in and you try to leave, they will kill you. Any Muslim has the permission to kill any infidel who abandons the faith. What sort of faith is this? This is the Muslim faith. And jihad is an important part of this faith. And jihad is basically an effort to go to war, to push towards this whole worldwide rule of Sharia law. Now, a jihad is an intrinsic part of the Muslim faith. there are a lot of people who espouse to be Muslims, but they're not good Muslims. They don't believe in jihad. They just want to live and be allowed to live and raise their children. They're trapped in a system that they dare not leave, where they have to pray five times a day and adhere to all the other teachings of this religion, which is based entirely on fear. And of course, you are live in constant fear because you are told you are going to go to hell, and there's no way that you can ever be sure you will not go to hell and spend a life in eternal torment unless you die in battle fighting for Allah. When you do that, of course, you go to this heaven, but it's not like the heaven of the Christians. This is a heaven filled with all sorts of fleshly desire. 72 virgins. I mean, the spring's bubbling with wine. Everything is about carnal pleasure, but nothing about love or personal relationship with your Lord or spending eternity with Jesus Christ. Nothing like that. I mean, the Muslim heaven is really a corrupt heaven, appealing to all the base instincts that we all have here on earth. And yet the Muslim can never be sure he's going to go to their heaven. He always lives in fear of going to hell. That's why he has to pray five times a day, and that's why he has to wash himself in a ritual manner. And we've actually talked to Muslims we have one woman who converted to the Muslim faith and went to live with her husband in Egypt and commented how she lived every day in fear, and she would have to wash repeatedly before the time came. Well, who do we have on the line?
Hi, Stan. This is Craig. I apologize for being a little late this morning.
I'm so glad we got you here. I was just giving the introduction. Well, here is our guest, Craig Wynn, and he can tell you the things about his book far better than I can. So good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, anyway, I just started out going into the satanic background of this religion. Would you mind covering that? Because you cover it so much better than I do.
Certainly.
Well, I say it's a satanic religion, and your book points this out from their writings, which nobody ever talks about. Please go ahead and explain why.
Certainly. Your listeners don't need to understand Islam as being satanic to understand that Islam is not only bad, but cannot be tolerated. And all they need to do there is recognize that Muhammad himself was a terrorist, the Quran is a war manifesto, and that the religion in toto is dedicated to eradicating all people who do not submit to the religion of Islam. The reason that Islam is so deadly and the reason that it is so deceptive, however, is because it is satanic. It is as if Satan worked with Muhammad to create the antithesis.
Hold there, Craig. We'll be back in just a minute right here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and again, our guest this morning is Craig Wynn, who has spent 14,000 hours of research and reading all of the various fundamental books of the Muslim faith and put it together in an amazing book, which is now out of print, but which you can read on the Internet. Craig has had over 1,000 death threats because of this. His book is really the classic book to understand the Muslim faith, and but anyway, I'm going to let you go ahead and pick up the story there, Craig.
Certainly. As again, the reason that Islam is so deadly, the reason it is so destructive and deceitful, is because it is, in fact, satanic. Muhammad manufactured Allah in Satan's image. And at many times, he was inspired by Satan. In fact, Salman Rushdie's book, Satanic Verses, is about a true story in Muhammad's life, where Muhammad admitted that he revealed portions of the Quran with Satan's inspiration. Muhammad went so far as to say that all of Allah's messengers speak on behalf of Satan. Muhammad, when he revealed the first surah of the Quran, which is not number one, the book is not ordered chronologically, it's a jumbled mess, but instead the first half of the 96th surah, he said that he was demon-possessed. He tried to commit suicide and told his wife that something terrible had happened to him, and indeed it had. So while one does not have to understand that Islam is satanic to know that it cannot be tolerated in a civil society, understanding its satanic nature enables one to be able to appreciate why it is the antithesis of the presentation Yahweh makes in his scripture, the book we call the Bible. The reason that one doesn't have to understand the religion of Islam, although it's extremely helpful to appreciate that this politicized religion cannot be tolerated, is all one really has to do is open one's eyes. There are 55 Islamic countries. They are all among the 60 least free, least prosperous, most violent, least educated places on earth to live. The only way that 55 of the 60 least civil places on earth to live can be Islamic is for there to be something dreadfully wrong with Islam. That's why when America went into Iraq with the notion of creating a secular and democratic society, America was destined to fail before it began, because the doctrine of Islam, which is pervasive in Iraq, being approximately 97% of the population, is intolerant of the kinds of fundamental elements that non-dictatorial states require. There is no free press in any Islamic nation. There is no freedom of choice in any Islamic nation. There's no opportunity for an education outside of the Islamic framework in an Islamic society. One cannot criticize Islam or Muhammad or Allah in Islamic society and survive it. One can't change their religion. One can't say, I don't want to be a Muslim because this religion is demonic, in an Islamic society, and live. So, It is our overall lack of understanding that causes America to do some very foolish things as it relates to this enemy.
Well, basically, of course, you mentioned the satanic verse, and could you explain to our listeners what the satanic verse is and why, of course, they put a contract on Salman Rushdie's life? What was this really about?
What happened is, at the end of Muhammad's stay in Mecca, and 90 of the Quran's 114 surahs are revealed in Mecca. At the end of that time, Muhammad had perhaps as many as 30 or 40 Muslim converts, most of whom he had sent out of the region because they were abandoning his new religion. Muhammad was very bad at being able to sell this doctrine by choice. And so Muhammad had just made himself a complete nuisance within his little town of Mecca. So the Meccans said, okay, I got a deal for you, Muhammad. Here's the deal. You are out promoting this god named Ar-Rahman, which was the name of the Persian devil. It was the rock god down in Yemen. And the primary Meccan god was Allah. And Allah had three daughters, Alat, Manat, and Aluza. And so the Meccans said, Muhammad, if you'll change to our god Allah and support our feminine deities and recognize their intermediaries to Allah, then we'll include you in our community. We'll give you the most beautiful women, we'll give you money, and we'll give you the opportunity to be an associate king. Sex, power, and money was the basic deal. So Muhammad accepted the deal. He immediately came out and created a Quran surah that says Alat, Manat, and Aluza are goddesses, and they're intermediaries to Allah. So he changed his god's name. He accepted the Meccan rock idols. And so when the four or five Muslims that he had converted in the community said, wait a minute, you were telling us this was a monotheistic religion, and you got at least three too many gods for it to be monotheistic. Well, what's the deal here? So Muhammad says that, okay, well, that Quran surah was inspired by Satan. And he then goes on to excuse the Quran surah by saying, of course that couldn't have been from Allah, because why would men be able to have boys and Allah, God, only be able to have daughters? In other words, in Islam, women are worthless. And so he said that could not have been from Allah, because there's no way that Allah would have daughters. He would, of course, have men, because daughters are worthless. And then he goes on to explain that all of Allah's messengers speak on behalf of Satan. That whole episode, the Quraysh bargain for sex, power, and money, Muhammad's capitulation, and then him reciting Quran surahs that he admitted were inspired by Satan, are all part of the Islamic scriptures. They come out of the Hadith, they come out of the Tariq, which is the Islamic history, they come out of the Sirah, which is the biography of Muhammad, and they're chronicled in the Quran. So there is no way to deny them, but what Muslims do is that any time somebody brings them up, they condemn the person who reveals the truth about their religion, because Islamic clerics and despots all know that there's only one thing lethal to Islam. And Islam is essential for Islamic clerics and tyrants, because it is the mechanism of submission, the mechanism of control. And so when anybody reveals the truth about Muhammad, that he was demon-possessed by his own admission and demon-inspired, they condemn that person to death, because truth is the only weapon that will destroy Islam.
And the fact that the average American has never heard this or understands why they put a contract on Salman Rushdie when he wrote the satanic verse, it reflects the degree of control that really exists of what the American people think. And if you want to verify this, why, I will tell you later how you can go up on the Internet and pull down Craig's book, which is now out of print. We carried it until recently. We posted it on the Internet and immediately sold every copy we had. And so we don't have it any longer. I hope we can, one of these days, Craig will get it back in print, and we can, it will be available to you. But it is available up on the Internet at the present time without charge. He's posted it there. And, of course, it's a 1,000-page book, and so much of this is that you can actually go to the section, you can find out, you can, for instance, look up Satanism. You can go from Satanism then into the book, and it will tell you exactly what it says in these various parts of the Quran and the Hadith and the, and all of these various holy books of the Muslim faith. It's an essential part of your education if you really care about Muslims, if you really care about this faith out there that has coming increasingly into confrontation with the West. Well, will you pick up the story there, Craig?
Sure.
There are actually three things that you mentioned, three places where this is chronicled, certainly the satanic verses, the part where Muhammad says, you know, he's frightened to death. He runs to tell his wife that he's demonically possessed. What's the third reference?
The third time that Muhammad plays with demons, if you will, is in his last sermon. Muhammad tells his wife, who was 6 years old when Muhammad married her, at the time Muhammad was 50. We would call that pedophilia. Muhammad tells his wife before his last sermon that a demon was permanently attached to him. That means that he is demon-possessed. There's also an interesting series of Quran verses where one episode is recorded multiple times in the Quran. In fact, there's one Quran surah that's actually named demons. You'll see it as jinn in most English translations because they don't want you to see what demons mean, what jinn means, but jinn is the Arabic word for demon. Muhammad is said to have recited the Quran to demons, and demons loved it. And the demons said, "Yeah, this is from our Lord. Muhammad is a prophet of our Lord." Well, the Lord of the demons is, of course, Satan. So it permeates the Quranic message. One of the reasons that you can see Satan proliferate the Islamic witness is the Quran's single most repetitive theme, repeated 1,000 times in the book, is pain and punishment in the fires of hell. And the interesting thing is, while hell is described as the place where God can never go, it is separation from God in the Judeo-Christian scriptures, hell is the place where Allah spends most of his time in the Quran. And he not only spends most of his time in hell, but he is personally engaged, according to the Quran, in pulling men's skin off, in turning them over a spit on a over a fire, on pouring molten lava and pitch into to people's mouths, to dousing people with boiling water, for literally removing the skins from their head. The tortures that are depicted in the Quran, that Allah himself is the one doing, are repulsive, they are demonic, they are the kind of thing that you would think would be beneath Satan. They are that revolting, and they are pervasive throughout the Islamic scriptures. Not only is hell the place where Allah is and where he tortures mankind, particularly Christians and Jews, although the person that Allah hates the most and reserves his most horrid torture for are peaceful Muslims. The whole purpose of the last surahs on the Quran is to define peaceful Muslims as being the most despicable people on earth. Even the Quran's paradise is demonic and demented. It is literally a brothel. It is a place where multiple virgins satiate the carnal desires of men who have earned this privilege by killing Christians and Jews, and the rivers flow with wine. The very things that are prohibited to Muslims on earth are the reward in paradise. Now, if that's not enough to cause any rational person to say Islam is too stupid for words, I don't know what is. But if you're a Christian listening to this, you're a Jew listening to this, understand that you are doing a tremendous disservice to Muslims when you are tolerant of their religion, when you are accepting of their religion. When you understand the religion, you expose it, you condemn the religion, you're doing them the ultimate favor. You're being compassionate to them. The same thing is true for non-Muslims. By accepting Islam, by praising Islam, by being tolerant of Islam, we are being merciless to our own people, because this religion is focused on death and destruction. Terror is the signature act of Islam because Muhammad was a terrorist. So to tolerate it in our midst makes those who tolerate it merciless, because they aid and abet this religious, politicized doctrine to do its killing.
We'll be back in just a moment with Craig Wynn to go on with this very important discussion. You have to know about the laws of faith and love and how it works.
Speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
He's written a number of books, and I'm going to let him tell you about the books and how you can pull this book down free of charge up on the internet. We'll ask if any progress is being made towards getting these books put out on print on demand, probably in 3 or 4 volumes, because it's really a 1,000-page book. Anyway, how can people get in touch with your ministry, Craig? How can they find out about the books you've written, and how can they get Prophet of Doom, and then your latest book?
Prophetofdoom.net is the primary website, and it's prophet as in foreteller, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, prophetofdoom.net. And there they'll find not only Prophet of Doom, which is a 1,000-page presentation of Islam scriptures, the most comprehensive the only chronological and the best documented presentation of Islam's five earliest sources ever written in the English language. You will absolutely understand Islam inside and out far better than the vast majority of Muslims once you've read Prophet of Doom. And if you don't want to invest the 50 hours necessary to read the whole book, you read two or three chapters, you'll certainly understand the religion. Also, at Prophet of Doom, we have MP3 files of every chapter, so you can pop it onto a CD or your MP3 player and listen to the book as you're driving and don't have to read it. Also on the site, you'll find In the Company of Good and Evil. It's the story of a business that I founded, an e-tail company. It's an interesting read because it explains the corrosive nature of so many people in large organizations and in businesses, and explains what is being seen and really the downfall of corporate America. You'll also find Tea with Terrorists. Tea with Terrorists is there in its entirety. It explains my meeting with Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Oscar Martyrs Brigade, the questions I asked them, the answers they gave me, and a specific three-point plan for America to prevail in the war against terror. You will find a book called Yada Yahweh, which is my favorite. It's the most important for your listeners to read. It is also over 1,000 pages. It focuses on prophetic scriptures, starting with the Genesis 1 account, which is a prophetic passage, and provides a amplified translation of scripture from the oldest Greek and Hebrew manuscripts, and then does a running commentary on those passages so that you can explain, so you'll understand specifically God's plan of redemption as well as his timetable for redeeming and ransoming mankind. You'll also find a 1,500-page book called The Islamic Terror Timeline, where I have taken every significant act of Islamic terrorism starting in 1960, which was the foundation of OPEC, which is the fuel that funds modern Islamic terrorism. And for, I guess it's now about 1,800 pages, I walk the reader through each significant Islamic act of terrorism all the way through 2004. And provide an overview of each of the Islamic clubs that participated in these acts, as well as providing a commentary as to why the most horrific were actually conducted. So all of those things are available on the site as in addition to lots of articles and commentary. You can read a feedback section to understand the rage of Muslims and what their reaction is to Prophet of Doom and to this ministry. And come to understand really what the world is up against. So that's the site and the books that are there for your listeners, and everything is free.
And of course, really the amazing thing is that the Muslim lives in constant fear. He is never sure of his salvation. He has no really hope. All he can do is hope that, you know, when he dies, unless he dies in jihad, unless he dies killing Christians and Jews, and then he's assured of going to paradise. But other than that, whether he's a man or a woman, it's always fear. Would that be fair?
That's absolutely correct. It's insufficient, but it is absolutely correct. There is no guarantee of salvation in Islam. There is no atonement. There is no redemption. The only quote-unquote guaranteed act that will earn a Muslim a direct pass into Allah's brothel is jihad, killing Christians and Jews on behalf of Allah. And even that is not a guarantee, because Muhammad said there would only be 70,000 Muslims in total that would be allowed into paradise. However, the fear among Muslims permeates all aspects of their lives. The Quran says, "He who fears will obey." It's the control mechanism behind Nazism. It's the control mechanism behind communism. It's the control mechanism behind Islam. It's why the religion Islam is Arabic for submission. It is really what's happening today in America with this global warming fear and the nebulous terrorism tactic war. People who want to control others use fear to rule their lives, to get them to make sacrifices, to get them to cower and give up their freedoms. And it's what's happening in America in addition to all of the Islamic countries. But in an Islamic country, if you renounce Islam, you will be killed. If you speak out against Islam, you will be killed. If you are not a Muslim, you will be treated as a, not only a second-rate citizen, you're treated worse than Americans would treat their pets. It is a religion where every aspect of a Muslim's life is controlled and manipulated. And fear is their constant companion. I mean, all we have to do is look at an Islamic society where journalists are present. And what we see when journalists were present in Somalia was mass killing. When journalists are present in the Sudan, mass killing. When journalists are present in Iraq, mass killing. Journalists are present now in Afghanistan, mass killing. Most of the time, we don't know how many Muslims kill because a free press is not tolerated in the lands of Islam, and it only exists when Western armies go in and invade those countries, and then we see it up close and personal.
And in Iraq today, probably the vast majority of the civilians who've been killed there have been killed by other Muslims. I mean, this
well, the vast
is
majority.
Thing.
Yeah, it's probably in the range. The best study done says that 650,000 Iraqis have died since America invaded. It is highly unlikely that Americans killed any more than 30 or 40,000 Iraqis, and probably a lot less than that. So 95% of the fatalities perpetrated on Iraqis have been perpetrated by their fellow Iraqis. The media all wants to call this sectarian violence because the word sectarian is so close to secular that most people just think secular. It has nothing to do with secular. Sectarian simply means religious, and there's only one religion in Iraq, and that is Islam. So it is the Islamic religion motivating Muslims to kill one another in just phenomenal quantities. In fact, in doing the Islamic terror timeline, one of the things I found is that prior to America invading Iraq, there was one very minor act of terrorism perpetrated in Iraq every 6 months on average. After America invaded Iraq, the rate of terror in Iraq went to somewhere between 100 and 200 a day.
We'll be back in just a moment with Craig Wynn to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase and FDIC-insured bank with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. 859-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Here at the American Food Network, our guest this morning is Craig Quinn, and I wish we had several hours. In fact, we do have a number of interviews with Craig we've done in the past where we can cover so many other issues. But one issue, Craig, I'd like you to cover is this idea of good Muslim, bad Muslim. And most people think of the good Muslim as being one who does not adhere to this concept of jihad and the murder of Christians and Jews or the murder of other people within the faith who've turned against the faith. And the bad Muslim is the one who embraces a jihad. But that's not the way you look at it at all, is it?
No, in fact, the opposite is true. The only judge of what is a good and bad Muslim is Allah's. Allah's, as it is presented in the Quran, is obvious. It's as clear as anything could possibly be. As I said, mentioned before, the ninth surah is dedicated to this very subject, and it's also covered in the fourth surah and the fifth surah and the eighth surah and the 33rd surah, all among the very last that Muhammad revealed. What they all say is that any peaceful person ceases to be a Muslim, that any Muslim who does not fight jihad in Allah's cause becomes what the Quran calls a hypocrite. And then Allah says that the hypocrites, these peaceful, non-jihadist Muslims, are the worst of creatures, the most vile of animals. He then tells good jihadist Muslims to kill them, which is their justification for killing one another, as we're witnessing it in Iraq. He then says that he will torture these peaceful, hypocritical Muslims in hell, in the lowest and hottest parts of hell. The bottom line is that all good Muslims are bad people. The Quran tells Muslims to follow Muhammad's example. Muhammad was a terrorist. Muhammad was a pedophile. He was a rapist. He was a thief. He was a liar. He was a mass murderer. He was a slave trader. Anyone who follows Muhammad's example will be a bad person. All good Muslims are bad people. There are many bad Muslims who are good people. It's exactly like Nazism. There were many bad Nazis who were still good people. But all good Nazis were horrible people. The exact same correlation can be made with Islam. And the single most dangerous lie being perpetrated in America is this notion that radical Islam, this corruption of Islam, is the Islam of the terrorists. The terrorists aren't following radical Islam, they're following fundamental Islam. It's only those who say that Islam is peaceful or Muslims who act peaceful that are radicals. Those are the ones who have rebelled and changed their doctrine.
And the thing is that they're doing everything they can to confuse the American people today. And when our leaders tell us that, oh, we all worship the same God, the Muslim, the Christian, and the Jew, they're either lying to you through stupidity or lying to you intentionally. But we do not all worship the same God, and Allah is basically a satanic God. And there are people who know that and are deceiving the American people. And what's really so frightening is the jihadist has not corrupted Islam. He's practicing Islam.
In the Quran, as well as in the Islamic hadith, Muhammad tells his followers, and Allah tells Muslims, that it's okay to lie. That a Muslim can form a treaty with non-Muslims, but that treaty is not binding on the Muslim. And that any Muslim can use deception, can use outright lies to make Christians and Jews easier prey. And so when a Muslim cleric, when a knowing scholar, when someone gets on the airwaves and says that Islam is a peaceful religion, they are practicing this act of Islamic deception. Now, there are many people who just simply haven't taken the time to study the religion, and they say it's peaceful because they've heard that it's peaceful and they're just parroting something. Now, those people, I don't have as big a problem with unless they're politicians like George Bush and sending American boys and girls off to Iraq to die, if you're going to make that decision and sacrifice 3,000 American lives in a war, you ought not be ignorant of the enemy that you're fighting. That's inexcusable.
Well, the real problem that we have today is people do not understand the nature of the Muslim faith. And of course, it is a non-productive faith. And what we've done is we've gone into Iraq, and we've taken a secular, authoritarian society and converted it into a nation under Sharia law. We talk about democracy. There's no democracy over there. It's a Sharia state. Everything there is according to Sharia law, according to the Constitution we imposed on them, and we've actually strengthened the whole radical Shia faith, which now allows Iran to dominate Iraq, and now going up towards Syria and into Lebanon. Would you like to take up that idea of this crescent, this Muslim, the Shia
sure.
crescent, which is going to tend to dominate both the Middle East and the Near East?
Certainly. Americans don't want to deal with this reality, but this is the bottom line. What we did in Iraq was make the situation worse. We took a ruthless, secular thug, and we replaced his government with a fundamentalist Islamic government. There is nothing America could have done that would be worse for the Iraqi people or worse for the security of America or for the region. So what we did was incredibly foolish. What we have ended up with is Iraq controlled by Iran. The political party that dominates Iraq is the Islamic Revolutionary Party for the Revolution of Islam in Iraq. Very long name, but it describes what their intent is, which is an Islamic theocracy funded entirely by Tehran. So what Iran now has is control of Iran, control of Iraq. They now control Syria, which was previously an ally of Iraq, because Syria doesn't have oil and is dependent on forming an alliance with an OPEC member. It formerly was Iraq, now it is Iran, and Syria really has no control over its own destiny now because it is the primary base for Hezbollah, Allah's party. Hezbollah is the militia, it's the army, if you will, of the clerics in Iran. And of course, Lebanon today is now controlled entirely by Hezbollah, therefore Iran, giving Iran a crescent into the north of Israel.
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Greg. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Craig Wynn this morning. You can certainly go to his website, the prophetofdoom.com, and pull down the book. We actually have a 4-interview set with Craig. Fascinating information. It's called Islam, the Prophet of Doom. Islam, the Prophet of Doom. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And get this 4-tape set and begin listening to it and really understand that everything you've been told about the Muslim faith is wrong. Now, am I advocating we go to war with the Muslims? Absolutely not. It's the worst thing in the world we can do. What we need to do is try to bring these people into a personal relationship with our Lord. And what we are not going to do it by going over there and killing them and creating the chaos that we've created. Look at the polls that are taking place in Muslim nations, increasing hatred of America. What's this really all about? Why did we really go into Afghanistan? Do you really think we went there to get Osama bin Laden? When we have a system, an electronic system, where every telephone call in the whole world and every email and every fax is actually being monitored by something known as Echelon. If you don't believe it, go up on the internet and Google it in. We are spying on the whole world through computers, amazing technology, but we can't find Osama bin Laden. Do you honestly believe that we went into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden? Do you believe that George Bush was telling the truth when he promised to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive and that wouldn't allow the special forces troops who were there who wanted to get him, they wouldn't let them do it? We carry a book, on crude politics going into what really happened in Afghanistan. The publisher refused to try to circulate the book because why? It simply told the special forces could have got Osama and George Bush wouldn't let them. But we have to have an enemy. And then we could justify going into Iraq. This is all a prelude to World War III, going to war with the Muslim world. They're beginning to try to get us to hate the Islamofascists. I love that word. They've created it, the Islamofascists. We've got to hate them because they hate us. And they do hate us. We're doing everything we can to get them to hate us. That's how you rally the people behind the government in preparation for the coming war. And with that, the loss of all of our freedom. And as we focus on that war, we lose our freedom here at home. You need to understand we are being invaded. The invasion from Mexico and from other countries is planned by our leaders who refuse to enforce our laws. You need to get our 4-tape sets on immigration. We have 2 of them. You need to get the book, Minuteman, by Jerome Corsi, which takes you into this whole idea of the North American community and the destruction of the sovereignty of this country. And if you don't believe that's the plan, why, we carry David Rockefeller's book, his memoirs. He tries to make it sound very good, but he will tell you that he is an internationalist who is part of a cabal that is actively working to conspiring against America to bring about a new international order. Page 405 of his book, understand that this is the man, the most powerful man in America today. David Rockefeller's memoirs, we carry this, we carry so many other things. So you can begin to understand the satanic nature of the battle we're engaged in. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Malachi Martin's Hostage to the Devil, my 4-tape set with Malachi. Remember, I never 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIP-WAR. Because America is under attack today. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation,
to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by